I'm doing great. Good morning, everybody.
Now let's talk about your week. Have a good week of practice?
Yes, it was a good week of practice. The weather kind of jumped up on us yesterday. Had the rain right before we went down to practice, so it was really hot. And I thought the players did a heck of a job fighting through it.
I would imagine the number one thing on pretty much everybody's mind, and yours too this week, is the condition of Eddie Lacy. How is he doing?
He's getting better. He'll be evaluated this morning, and hopefully he can take the next step in the protocol. And we'll see if he's available for practice today.
It's kind of a good time for you, actually, to have the bye then when it comes to a guy maybe like Eddie. If you can, obviously, if he gets cleared, you know, what the heck, you want the guy to play. But you get some early rest for some of those nagging injuries that you have right now, right?
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's never a bad time for a bye. I've never been part of a season when the bye came after week three. So this is really early for all of us. But, you know, a bye usually always serves well for the health of your football team.
Hey, did you think, and you probably don't want to comment on this, but Brandon Merriweather, he got fined for Eddie's hit, but shouldn't he also got fined for the James Starks hit as well, even though he got hurt on the play?
Well, I mean, the NFL obviously applies the discipline, and they have variables and things that they look for and comparables and all that. So, hey. Like you said, I think I said enough.
Is it going to be hard to enforce this new rule where the running backs put their heads down? Is that going to be an almost impossible rule to enforce?
I don't think so. I think when they first presented it, they didn't really have the details of how it was going to be officiated on the field, and I think they've done a very good job of pointing out the key components of the play that need to be in place for that flag to be thrown on that particular play. So as far as, you know, lining a player up, whether it's on offense or defense, and then, you know, coming in with the crown of your head. So there's really two parts to it. It's just not the actual final result where the crown of the helmet hits.
So far from video that you've seen into the season so far, not only from us but other teams, has anybody come close to violating that rule? As far as
I think, there's been one. If my memory serves me correct. So it's being also coached this year too. So it was something that was an emphasis coming out of the spring. It was something that was emphasized through training camp. So, you know, anytime you apply awareness and coaching and training to any aspect of the game, it usually improves.
All right, Coach, it's the moment you've been waiting for, the question from Katie.
Oh, I was Alrighty. Actually going to ask a legit question.
All right.
Yeah, so you guys have been watching Giovanni Bernard. Do you see him as a big threat?
Definitely. Very good football player, and he's been productive quickly. So that's something you take notice. And anytime you have a young player, even particularly a rookie, you know, you go back and watch some of his tape in college and just to make sure, you know, you got a good feel for his running style. He's done a good job.
You know, the Bengals do have some impact players. A.J. Green in particular is pretty darn good, isn't he?
Sure do. Good, very, very good football team. You know, it's a football team that has a good balance between experience and youth. You know, I feel that their defensive line is probably the strongest part of their whole team. So this is going to be a huge challenge for us down there in Cincinnati.
Okay, now comes my lame question of the
day.
Okay, we had this question on the show last night for Devon House and James Jones. Okay, if you could choose between never washing your bath towel again or never washing your bed sheets, which would you choose?
Ooh.
See, that's the kind of hard-hitting stuff we go through, Coach.
Well, I think it's pretty easy. I'd say bath towel. I mean, you know, you don't have to use that for 3 to 4 minutes. You're on your bed sheets, hopefully, for at least 6 hours.
Well, and my theory is you come out clean from a bath. But according to James Jones, you don't wash yourself completely when you're in the shower. I think you need to talk to him about that.
Yeah, hygiene with James, maybe today.
I was thinking more air dry, if you had to.
That's what Devon House said.
There you go.
Coach, good luck this weekend in Cincinnati. Bring home a victory, okay, bud?
All righty. Thank you. Have a great week.
You too, sir. Thank you.